Oh man, you know, it's any time the award can go to anybody on the team, you know, that makes me proud, you know, to see that my teammates care so much about the community. So, you know, it's great that I got the award, but I'm extremely excited the most about my teammates for doing all the work that they do.
This is your third time?
Yes.
Do anything extra to go all the way this year? Or?
Nah, just trying to beat out Zane Beatles is tough it is. Yeah. Tough it is. So.
How tough is it? I mean, just the time commitment, obviously putting in all the time you do here, and then when you're away from it, not just going home and getting out in the community.
Honestly, I don't even look at it as, you know, a time commitment. You know, I just look at it as something that I love doing. So, you know, if it costs me to be somewhere for 8 hours, I'm going to be there. So, you know, I just love working in the community and helping people out.
And then you got the idea.
Well, the president of my foundation came to me with the idea of, what could we do that would help out significantly in the community? And we teamed up with the Tennyson Center my first year, and so we're still teamed up with them. And it was just a great opportunity to get back. And to me, I couldn't think of no kid, you know, going without a Christmas toy and something to open up. And once he told me that, you know, expressed that interest to me, I was like, I don't know why I didn't think of this a long time ago. So, you know, it was just something that was on my mind and on my president's mind, too. I'm gonna take care of football first, but that's a big compliment.
Wes, do other players ask you about how do I get started? You know, because I would think that's the first thing ever, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of teammates always seek me out how to start their own foundation, and I tell them, you know, it's hard work, but if you're gonna be dedicated to it, it's something you're gonna grow to love. And I think the importance of it is that me as a leader, you know, Zane, you got Champ, Peyton, that we express to the younger guys that, hey, you know, you can't just be an NFL player and just play football. You got to uplift people every day and, you know, take advantage of the platform that you're on.
Hey, what a football question. How tough is it to lose Vic, and what about Sly stepping up? Do you think he's ready for an increased role?
Oh, man, you know, that was my protector, you know, Vic and T-Knight up there up front. You know, it's definitely a loss that, you know, we're gonna definitely miss. But Sly and Mitch, you know, they're going to be battling out to get in there and step up. So, you know, we don't have any words. T-Knight's going to get those boys right, so we're going to keep this thing rolling.
Do you have to have more conversations with Sly to get him ready and say, all right, you know, it's time to put on?
Eventually it'll come while I get my one-on-one time with him. But right now, you know, I'm just trying to let his coaches and, you know, like I said, Terrence, you know, step up and be that leader in his ear and tell him, you know, it's your time to step up.
How challenging is Kansas City, especially going there with the audio levels fans?
It's always tough for our offense to go in there. You know, it's one of the loudest stadiums in the league, and they play well at home, and especially, you know, since we just played them 2 weeks ago, you know, they're going to be even tougher. You know, they got some wounds that they're trying to lick as well. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunity that we got, you know, rebounding and, you know, getting a chance to face one of our division foes, I should say.
Unlike the offense, you guys' defense, can you kind of feed off of that even though it's the opposing team's crowd?
Man, I love a loud crowd, you know, whether it's home or away. Shoot, I was in San Diego trying to get the crowd pumped. So if I see three people sitting together with some orange or a blue on, I'm definitely trying to get them amped up.
Peyton talked about the importance of finishing this quarter strong.
Yes.
Central was such a roller coaster. Is it hard to move from that game and get ready for this one, or has that completely been flushed?
You're talking about Kansas City, right?
Correct.
Yeah, we're ready for Kansas City.
No lingering hangover from Sunday?
Nope.
Coach was actually saying it's easier because, you know, if you get patted on the back all the time, it's one thing, but coming off a loss like that, it's easier for those guys. You kind of see that one?
I tell you what, you know, when you lose a game like that, it definitely makes you hone in on what you did throughout that week that didn't put you in a position to make plays, and what you need to do and what you got to do to help your teammates out. So definitely that loss was a slap in the face to wake us up.
Smart people are sponge and learn from everything. You said you take care of football first, but I know you have some relationship with your impact. Have you learned anything from being around a leader like him that helps you either on the field or just in life?
Well, you know, the thing with Mayor Hancock is when I met him, he's always continued to be the same person. And the people that are in my life, I always stick to the people that are always the same, you know, caring people. And, you know, Mayor Hancock, man, he's a complete gentleman, if you ask me. He's always trying to do the right thing. And, you know, we both love working with the community. And, you know, his background, you know, where he come from, we both kind of have that same situation where we want to help our people and uplift the people that need to be uplifted.
Wesley, we've talked about the pride that you take in young linebackers like Alec Ogletree looking up to you. what kind of pride do you take when young players look up to you for the off-field stuff?
Ah, man, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, everybody knows football is first, but, you know, secretly in my heart, my passion lies within, you know, helping people out. So that means a lot when people, you know, the young guys come to me for advice, you know, what to do, how to get in the community. I think Steve Johnson, I remember Steve coming up to me and talking to me his rookie year, like, what can I do to get out in the community? And he was actually awarded today, too, as one of our ambassadors in the community. So that's special. That's special to me.